Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another evening here on BBS. We're on station two again. Excuse me, station one. We're on station one, which would be Mondays and Wednesdays. Station two on Friday and Saturday. So here we go. Let's release energies from everybody that might be dealing with situations or some type of trauma that's come across your plate, we'll say, into your life. So think of that situation. And I'll just do a release now for that one particular incident. Release it now. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring you now into the present moment here in case you're not completely here. And we'll clear away the mental energy. So here we go. Stronger. This is the thoughts that you have in your head that keeps like mind looping right now. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's energize the light beams. We'll do the males this time, all three of them, if you have all three of them up. So here we go. Three males are coming into the first light beam. One, two, three, four, and five. And the next light beam. One, two, three, four, and five. And the last light beam. One, two, three, four, and five. And we have our special conference call coming up on the weekend, starting for this month. So we have the 4 hour on Saturday, and then the 8 hour starting the series coming up on this coming Sunday. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Ann?
I sure am, Ron. Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome. We are so happy to be doing the show tonight, of course. In case you're brand new, Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. There are many healings and clearings that you can do on there for yourself. Many of them are free. We have a lot of things to go over tonight and share with you. We're all looking forward, as always, to the show tonight, Ron. I was wondering if, before we begin, if you could just kind of check everybody out who's listening and make sure everybody is on the CLS Now timeline of light and heart-centered and as human as you can do, as you can make us all for the hour.
Okay, here we go. So bringing everybody into the now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And you shouldn't feel any energetic cordings to anything around you right now. You should feel pretty much in peace. And, you know, that's the be here now clearing. So we have a special sponsor tonight. And we'll just bring her on. And Michelle, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. So I guess the first question is, how did you find CLS and when? And maybe you can give a little minute or two, intro of what and how it's helped you with the different clearings.
I just went into one of the free conferences that Ron was giving about 3 years ago at the LA conference, and I thought it was really interesting. He was saying things that nobody else has ever said, and I was fascinated. So then I bought a couple clearings, I did a couple free ones, really didn't understand too much of what was going on. It took me a long time to let it sink in. But I think the most effective thing was listening to a lot of the archived radio shows. I listened to those a lot, and then I was like, oh, wow, this is what I've been looking for. That was really great.
Great. So do you have anything to ask her, Ann?
No. I just want to say that in case people are unaware, all the shows Ron's been doing for years are archived on the wonderful BBS radio show or page. You can find them on there under Library Archives. And also there are even other shows that Ron has done on different stations that are archived on. He's not doing them live anymore, but they're archived on his website, so you can check that out. I agree with Michelle. It's a great, great way to learn things and find out, you know, what's going on, find out how to do healings and everything. So that's really interesting. I think a lot of people do find Ron at the expos. Ron just was in L.A. again, and he's going to New York City on March 20th. All that information is on his website. And then on April 17th, I believe it is, 17th or 18th, he'll be in the San Francisco area. So if you're near San Francisco or New York and can possibly get to an expo to meet Ron, it's really worth it. You can go into the Light Chamber. And we actually have a testimonial about the Light Chamber on an email tonight, Ron, and I know that Michelle enjoyed the Light Chamber too, so maybe it would be helpful to hear from someone else about what the Light Chamber is about, Michelle, for people.
Yeah, it feels just peaceful. It's like relaxing, kind of light. I don't really know how to explain it because it's not really... You're not really in your head. You're just kind of like, oh, I just feel good. although I can definitely tell by looking at myself in the mirror before I start, like before I started the weekend, and the difference after I've done several sessions, I literally look brighter. My skin looks better, and I just look healthier all around, like more circulation. So maybe that was just what I needed. Personally, but it feels really good. It's definitely worth it.
Right, and I would just add that what you're receiving is source energy, so your spirit is very strongly resonating to that energy and saying, oh, that's where I was created, where I come from, but it's also healing your body. And I would imagine, Ron, and you could add to this, it improves our body-spirit connection, I would say, from being in there.
Yeah, that would be correct. That's a real nice statement, yeah. And there's so much more, but that's probably the main thing that it's doing, and it also helps to release invisible energetic blockages that affecting your health and well-being. First time through is to me like a shower, getting rid of all this stuff around you. And one time through, if anybody experienced it one time, you can see that they've had a session because they come out and they look completely different from when they went in. And then if you point out to that person to look at other people, like at the expo, you know, walking down the aisle, they'll have this like monkey haze of soiling green kind of appearance to them, you know. And then they look at somebody else who was in the chamber, and they're all spick and span. So it's like you're completely in resolution with yourself. There's nothing that's fuzzy around you and darkness. So it takes away the darkness, in a sense, around you. And because of that, a lot of people can see better and also affect your eyes. So seeing better and affecting your eyes, two different things can happen. So some people have said that they did a few light shift sessions, and they had to, they just said, I'm not going to use my reading glasses. I don't need them anymore, you know, just whatever reason, you know. But, you know, just strange things can happen in there. I always hear somebody talking about something that they never expected would be corrected. Like the person that had a bad shoulder and a person who had his back, you know, out of whack for like 10 years, and went in there and he heard a pop, you know, for the first time. One session, he's in there, and all of a sudden his back got readjusted. Some people actually feel their internal organs start to move and shift, and they feel things go back into place. Maybe they had a ligament or tendon out or something. I've heard almost a lot, you know, probably dozens of situations where you really can't explain what, you know, has happened, but they come out and they go, wow, that's quite something, you know. So that's kind of what happens. So, and it puts the light back in you that the aliens took out, because they didn't want you to be as smart as they are. So they dumbed down your DNA, and and it brings that spiritual connection more to the body, so your spirit can connect to it. That's the way what it actually, you know, does too. Oh, Michelle, I heard that you were having a clearing with the all clearing, you know, which is like an alien type clearing. Is that the all parallel life ones? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm doing that one right now. That one's really interesting. I had a couple questions about it. So it looks like it's called the Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal, and it says enter whole lifetime clearing. And I took that to mean that I could put in any type of clearing, like I've done the emotional whole lifetime clearing, so I just wrote emotion in there. And then I go through, it looks like it's 100 years at a time or 10,000 years at a time, and then up to 10 lifetimes for each 10,000-year period. Oh, it starts out with thousands of years, period, four of them.
You're correct, yeah. What it does is it takes the alien energies, if they happen to connect with you in the alien realm, parallel life in alien realms, then it does a clearing for that. So you could be hanging on to this baggage from alien lifetimes, and I should say from alien abducted timelines, okay? Out of those lifetimes that you know nothing about, but they were created by the aliens, which would be the timeline that you're on, that they put you on. So you have what's happened here, which is the standard clearing that we have on the website. And then the alien one is the same exact thing. So you can just go in and put in the different clearings that you have had, the whole lifetime clearing, so that you can get these other energies off of you. That's what it does. And it's a very nice clearing.
So I've done more than one full lifetime clearing. I've done like the fear and the emotion. Can I put more than one thing in that box, or should I just do one lifetime clearing at a time?
Just one at one time.
Okay.
I thought of a question, not to interrupt you two, but would it work to put the organ rejuvenation clearing that we had in December in there, Ron? Might that help us physically?
You could probably do that, but what I'm hesitating on is that it has to be a real thorough clearing, and you want to clean out like the lifetime of that, okay? So here we do whole lifetime clearings, so that's for the people on this planet, okay? And so we didn't know anything about aliens, and they didn't have timelines. That would be, you know, it, period. So that makes this lifetime complete. Now, the other one, you'd want to do the same clearing for, like, your emotional body and mental body in case they replicated you in the mental realm, in the emotional realm, out of the beyond. So that's what that one's for. So it's for those main energetic bodies that are contaminated over there that they created, which can copy and paste into your energetic bodies here. So doing one for like one call that we had, I don't think it would be the same, okay? You could possibly put that clearing, it'd be too complicated to do like the one of the bundles in there or something, but it's mainly designed just for the whole lifetime clearings.
Got it. And I would just like to remind people, if you do a bundle like the Body Jumpstart or the Prosperity Jumpstart, anything in those lists that are available as a whole life clearing, you can go into there and just pay the $50 to make it unlimited, and then it becomes a whole life clearing for you. Did I say that correctly, Ron?
Yes, That way you're able to go back into it. You're talking about buying the... Yeah, you can go in there and buy the unlimited version.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very, very generous of you, Ron. So, for instance, I know that if you've done the Body Jumpstart, then you can, for only $50, buy, for instance, the Mind of the Body Whole Life Clearing, which is a very terrific one to do.
So take the clearings on there, and if we have it as a whole lifetime clearing, then you can get the unlimited version of that clearing, you know, from that bundle.
Right, right.
That's what it's designed for you to do, so you're able to stay current with that clearing, yes, because you've already have experience with it once by using it one time for, you know, this lifetime.
Right, right. So, Michelle, did you have any other questions or anything about the Alien All Parallel? Go ahead.
Well, that as compared to the other four that are like cloned body on cloned planets or cloned body on cloned Earth, past life and current life, there's four separate ones. And how are they different exactly? Are those just taking randomly whatever lives are out there and bringing them back to you? And this one's in the all alien parallel lifetime is clearing out the emotions in those bodies?
Yeah, so that's what it's doing, is cleaning out those energetic bodies. The out clearing cleans out your energetic bodies that are in the beyondo that they abducted you, you know, into. That's what that is actually for. So it actually takes, like, your emotional body, that energetic body, and if you're replicated, you may have an emotional body over in the beyondo, and that can get copy and pasted onto you, so you can clean that out over there to get rid of that emotional body from that life that's being transmitted to you here.
Yes.
And then the one that we have for the cloned Earth, cloned planets, and different things, that's a little different. That one, the parallel life ones, that takes you out of those, and that's a whole different clearing, you know, session to get you out of most of those, you know, parallel life energy.
Well, I'm dreaming a lot less. It definitely calmed down. And I notice if I do have a dream, it definitely seems to pertain to exactly what is going on right now in my life. And then I crash that, like on a timeline thing or something as well, and run those again. So it seems like it's working.
Yes, so that's good.
Yeah.
Very good that you're getting closer to yourself here. So they're not, you know, bringing out of your DNA bunch of stuff that you don't relate to. That means that you're cleaning yourself out quite a bit with what you don't know that you're cleaning. You see, you're getting stuff released from you.
Yeah, well, my dreams used to be super weird, and now they're, like, normal and a lot less.
That's great. I just wanted to share with people, because I know we've talked about this clearing before, but it's very wordy, and it's sort of hard to take in, so I kind of tried to summarize it a little bit so people know what we're talking about. I mean, first of all, it's called Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal, but what's in it is it removes clones from you. It does a spirit body retrieval, just like the Be Here Now clearing does, but from all your parallel lives. It ends parallel lives and timelines for 10 lifetimes, going back more than 100,000 years. And then I had a question, Ron. I don't know if you were following along with what I said there, but you list 10 lifetimes, number 1 through 10. My question is that similar to the timeline crashes where you have a list of, I believe, 20, but you can keep going? Is that the same idea, or are we supposed to stop after 10 lifetimes?
You could keep going more if you wish.
Okay.
Most people's situations are going to be within, you know, 5 to 10 lifetimes going back, okay? Because that's what you're dealing with. Your thoughts go there because your physical seeing of things on this planet or hearing about things will have a reference. So most people can reference maybe 100 years of data, okay? Just think of what they teach you in school. You're not going to really probably get stuff in school that's maybe going to be past the 1900s. Maybe in, in the 1950s, maybe they have some stuff in the school books that went back maybe to 1850. But basically, the kids now, all you need to know is how to live life right now. That's what the school is teaching you, how to live in society. So there's really no need, unless you're kind of looking at history, but you don't need to know hypothetically how to make a bow and arrow, or make moccasins for your feet, to go out and slaughter a deer to make a coat. That's kind of unheard of in our society. So you're not going to need that much data, because that data, is even though it's with you, it's not really needed, and it's probably useless. So what you're dealing with mainly is stuff probably from, maybe the 1900s to current.
I see.
Going back, that's what the seven generational clearing is going to do, is go back to about that time frame. 1900s, 1850s. About seven generations for most people.
Wonderful. Okay, Michelle, is there anything else you want to discuss there or ask Ron about that healing?
Yeah, I have one more question. Within a normal 1,000-year span, how many lifetimes do you think a person reincarnates?
Well, in the older days, I don't think life was that great for people. So I would say they could possibly have, four generations, within 100 years. And, so I'd say, play it safe, probably three generations. Now, what can happen is that those entities can come in. So in the older days, maybe because of, poor weather conditions, not having the proper heat in the winters, people didn't live very long, or at least, children probably didn't, or babies. And so all of a sudden you could have a child and it could die in a couple of years, or maybe, between, say, 1 year to 5 years. Well, it still has an emotional body. So naturally, if it's a young parent, a young mother, young family will say, they could be, in the teens having a child, and then they want another child. They don't want one, but one comes along, we'll say, and all of a sudden, maybe the woman's had two or three children, by the time she's 25, and maybe a couple of those died. Now you got those entities, from those children. I'm kind of going slightly sideways, but you have the entities now hopping into the next child, okay? So it could be very possible that you could go through, four generations in 100 years, as of the death process of children. Maybe they only want to have, if they knew about birth control, let's just assume that they did, which they didn't, but we'll just say they did, and they only wanted to have two or three children. Well, automatically then that would be the stop of that, and then those children would have children. Some families could have had 10 kids because they needed to have all these children around, work on the farm and to do different things. So that was their labor force.
Yeah.
Well, so you have to look at, and how did they live, and so each one of these things have entities. So, I'm kind of talking about that because some people don't realize that these things hop into you, and they can have parallel lives too. Being stuck into alien body someplace, hopping into you from those parallel clearings, that's why we have the all parallel life. You could go there one time and maybe pick up 100 entities from your ancestors. And then you wonder why you're dreaming about bows and arrows or something, or seeing them or wanting to collect them. So you want to get rid of those entities also. That's why you want to get rid of those alien parallel lives that you're dealing with.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of the generational entity clearings, and wow, has that been amazing.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Michelle. I have not done that myself, so that's so interesting to share that with everybody. Thank you. That's the seven-generation entity clearing that you do after you do the whole life entity, right?
Yeah, because that I was thinking that, oh, I can know my immediate grandparents, but I don't know the names of anybody else, so I have to just let the light beings do it. You know, because I could never guess and do the deceased loved one barcode or death removal thing. So that's really helped, and I've gotten a lot of energy, probably because certain entities were, you know, taking it, or maybe they were tired or whatever, but it's been really good. I like it.
It just makes you wonder, you know, kind of talk about entities. Most people... well, I guess the reason why, you know, maybe in other countries they have a 10-hour work day where we have an 8. And, you know, maybe, you know, I see the body being more responsive probably to 10 hours because you're already up and awake and it takes a while to get started. Everybody kind of realizes that when they get a job, you know, that, gee, you know. But maybe for some reason you get tired after 6 hours of work and, you know, you shouldn't be really tired. Wondering why this is happening to you. So you're drinking more, maybe more coffee or tea or something, you know, to keep awake. Well, it's very possible you have entities from the past that worked really, really, really hard, and maybe they got their body used up, and they're with you now, and they remember that, yeah, I gotta, you know, I can't work on, you know, do this stuff for this long. So you're just dealing with entities making you tired.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of another way to look at it, why you want to get rid of entities.
And right now I think I'm on the 15th generation entities, and it's counting up to like 12,000 just on the grandmother's side, and
yep,
then it
uh-huh.
has to do the grandfather's side. And I'm thinking, if I'm clearing, and it's taking like over a day just to run one generation,
uh-huh.
because there's so many, and that's at 5 seconds for each entity. And I'm like, if I'm clearing this many just related to me and could possibly be connecting to my DNA, if a lot of people did their own stuff, wow, we would get rid of a lot of entities.
Yep, you definitely would, yeah.
I ask Ron every once in a while, have we made any dent, Ron? Please tell us. We're all running entity clearings all the time. Are we making a dent? But he unfortunately usually says not too much, right, Ron?
Yeah, not too much, but...
because people keep dying.
Yeah. And they got to find another host. They got one more, you know, out there looking around for somebody, you know?
Right. So, Michelle, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I didn't think to ask you before we went on the air, but if you have any requests for a sample of any of the healings that you'd like Ron to do, please ask him while we're talking, because it's nice to kind of break up our discussions for people to get a little sample of the healings.
Right. I can't think of any right now. If you can think of one, that'd be great.
Well, we had a couple, Ron. We had two different emails come in about people who have friends. One said so-called friend. One said friend who are courting them. And every Tuesday, yesterday, I know you do the courting removal call, which is wonderful. You can spend a whole hour for $20 with Ron, actually, and you're so generous, you usually do more than an hour, and get cords off of you. But could we have a sample of that, Ron, since a couple of people are experiencing that issue?
Yeah, I'll release one cord. So, you know, one isn't much of all of anything, but it may help you. So what we'll do for everybody is release an energetic cording from somebody in your past. Remember, everything works in the past, typically. There is future stuff that we don't really talk about, but we'll just talk about your past, because you know the past does exist because you lived it yesterday or, you know, 2 minutes ago. So somebody who looked at you who maybe liked the colors of your eyes or something like that, they cornered your eyes for some reason. So here we go. Let's work with the left eye, releasing the energetic cord there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This would be the most recent cord that was attached to you. And the right eye, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we'll just see if that helps you. You know, know, you want to, you know, get rid of the energetic cords. That's the main thing here. Everything here is cordings. That's how people attach to each other through thought. You think of something, you look at something, and you zero in on it. And at that point, you're cording that particular energy. And that's how you use the law of darkness, which is the law of cause and effect, for your thoughts to create your reality. You're cording something out there to come, have it come to you. That's what we don't recommend doing. Because then the darkness has you. You're asking the gods out there for a favor. And what are they going to get from you in exchange for your little favor? You start asking a lot then to something out there that you think is the religious icon that's going to help you. Then that entity can come into your body and live there, or they can come to you in the name of that entity, and you can have thousands of entities attached to you who want to use that name because you're allowing your body to be an open vessel for them to inhabit. So, back to you guys.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that, Ron.
Ron, I had a question, one more about entities. When the Creation Lightship was here last 2,000 years ago and there was an ascension, did a lot of the entities get cleared out at that time, or do they still stick around like they're thousands of years old?
Well, the entities went to the land of darkness with the physical bodies of humans. So the humans got abducted, and the entities went with the body, went to a simulated, fabricated light of the darkness, cloned Earth, and that's where they lived until the planet got materialized again, and then the darkness brought everything back to the planet. That's sort of what happened. And that's why, you know, that all parallel life clearing is so nice, because it can take care of things like that that you know nothing about. Because it's an extra, way to clear more stuff away from you that you know nothing about. Learning about the energetic bodies is, for some people, is a big step. They feel, I can't see this. And they know about emotions, but they don't know that they have an emotional body. So, you know, then to look at, wow, you know, am I living over there in a parallel life still with these bodies being contaminated? And maybe I visited off and on, and they all hop into me. And voila, I come back, and I feel a little suffocated one day, and I'm really emotional, or I'm in a lot of pain or something, because those bodies got regenerated from, or brought over here, we'll say. They got abducted to you. So I'll use it an abduction on them, in a sense, from the darkness and brought them over here. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Anything else, Michelle, that you want to say right now?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll think of something.
Okay. Okay, so I wanted to share, in case we have people that haven't heard or noticed yet, Ron has given us another free healing on his website. It's on the left side under free healings, and it's called Environmental Balance or Imbalance? And
Imbalance.
So I think it came up on a show when we already had the gray skies, and someone said, is there anything we could do when it's very cold? And then you said, oh, yeah, we're going to be putting this in to put things back into environmental balance for whatever area you're in. And we have quite a few testimonials about that, Ron, already. So people are really making good use of it and enjoying that healing. And one person, wrote in to say when they ran it, they put it on for the first time, their home just completely shifted before their eyes as if there was fog in their house, and it just went away. And I'm paraphrasing on what that person's nice email, because I accidentally closed mine down. And that's one nice testimonial, Ron. And then another person wrote in, and this person is living in a place with a lot of other people. And I won't get into the personal details, but they're saying a community. And they did the environmental imbalance timeline crash for that area, and they noticed a shift in the energy immediately. Then a bird came in right in that at that moment and started singing, and everyone there went outside. Everyone had been inside, and all of a sudden they just seemed to be lit up and wanted to be out in nature, and kept saying, "Oh, this is unbelievably beautiful." So there was a big change there in people's attitude. And then the same person said they did the gray skies clearing, and they could see the timeline of gray skies in the far east, and on the other side was a completely new sky setting like I've never seen before. Unbelievably beautiful. And someone then standing next to him said, "There hasn't been a more beautiful time than this. Thanks."
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah.
And someone wrote in the other day about a state that needs, I think they need more rain and, you know, need more water. And they had a lot of result from that. They were getting, they asked for rain and they're getting more of it. Oh, and someone wrote in that they were, a blizzard was predicted and they put it in and they only got half the amount of snow. And it wasn't a blizzard at all. It was totally went away. So they are thanking you for that. They feel that that environmental imbalance headed off a blizzard back east.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
Yeah. So thank you, Ron. That's all terrific. I know I have it going for my area. Okay. Michelle, anything else you want to say now?
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering, like, when you start up a clearing and you write in what you want or whatever, how do the light beings, like, did they just go, okay, and they connect with you through the computer, and then they just work on that for as many minutes as you set it for? They just continually do stuff?
Yeah, it
like
keeps repeating itself.
Whatever you put in?
Yeah, so that's an easy way of saying it, yes. That's without being complicated, that's the way it works, yeah.
So, Michelle, have you had any, like, major energy shifts or lifestyle changes in your life since you started doing the healings, or anything from any specific healings? Okay.
Like, majorly. And specific ones, it's kind of hard to say because I have done a lot, but they each make me feel lighter, better. Major ones that I can remember, a long time ago I did, like, the anger body clearing, and I felt a whole energy literally lift my body and just leave. And I just never feel like that anymore. It's amazing. And
wow,
then recently,
that's terrific.
Yeah, that one was awesome. And many I've had awesome experiences like that. So that was just one that I remember. And then recently I did the 4-in-1 clearing with Ron, and that was really, really, really major. And really helped so many physical things that were unexplainable to me previously. And and now I'm doing the body rejuvenation bundle, so I'm clearing even more. And it just all feels good without going into detail. But the only thing I can really tell you a lot about, because I'm sure if I looked at an x-ray, I would see a huge difference, but through so many clearings, I've literally had my bone structure move. It was like not, I didn't like grow perfectly well or something. And just with like, I don't know, relaxing of my muscles, my rib cage and my spine have like moved into a great position. And one of the clearings in the body rejuvenation bundle is to reset your blueprint, which puts you back to the healthy way that I'm sure I was intended to be in the first place. and it's really wonderful. It really works good.
Maybe you could just explain, Michelle, really quickly, for people who don't know what the 4-in-1 clearing is, if you could just tell people what the four things are that you get when you do that.
I think it was the mental body, and then Ron takes you to find whatever your home planet was, and mine was delightful, I must say. And then Ron goes and finds your twin flame, whatever that spirit is incarnated in, wherever it is incarnated in, and kind of brings you that energy so you can feel what that's like. And then does a soul family disconnection so that you're not beholden to old, vows or ideas about, keeping up with what you said you would do with your family or your soul family. And not that you will never see these people again or never encounter these people again, but it just means you kind of have a fresh start, like a clean start without any oldness. And that was really wonderful for me. It really let go of a lot of stuff, and I just feel great, just free and really good.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
I think she kind of summed it up pretty well. It was the actual fourth clearing that I had for people when I first started. So I was first doing, the emotional body, and then the mental body, and then the sensory, which is past lives. That was the main three that I thought everybody needed here, And then that would be like the icing on the cake for your self-empowerment, in a sense, because you'd be released from your soul family, and you'd have your other half with you energetically when it would choose to come to see you and or when you would go to see it, and you knew where you came from. So once you have those two, your home base energy is, where you incarnate from after each lifetime in the light, because you have to go somewhere. You can't go back to source, but you go back to this location. And so once you have that, normally you feel like your life's fulfilled and you're not searching, looking for something outside of yourself as much to give you wholeness. And that's why I put that one on. So that was my fourth clearing, and that was it. And then all of a sudden people started needing more.
Right, you thought that was it.
I thought that was it, yeah. It was very simple.
Well, speaking of, your early clearings, someone else, we talked about this at the beginning of the show when Michelle first came on, someone else wrote in that they went to the LA Expo, went into the light infusion chamber, and they got so much out of it that they purchased the whole life light infusion chamber clearing. And are really enjoying that, and they're asking, do you have any tips how best to use it?
Oh, just request one particular maybe physical healing that you would like to have, that clearing. I think a lot of people, at least some of the comments, they don't have the time and they want to do 100 things at once. It doesn't work that way because the light only works in the now. So just have the light beings, concentrate on just one issue and keep working with that issue until you feel that it's resolved for you. And you can always tell them to stop. Some people, and this is strange, I mentioned this on shows a long time ago, but some people don't want to be fixed completely, okay? Because they just want to carry that wound around for their whole life because, they get something out of it, They want to remember that scar that they had or the wound or whatever. So they don't want it fixed. They want to keep that emotion with them. They don't want to go all the way to accomplishment so that they're released so they can move on. and they can always tell the life beings to stop. So normally most people would like to have their pain eliminated or whatever, but sometimes, in fact, if you do have pain and you've done clearings and you still have pain, I'll just relate to that maybe. Possibly there's an entity with you a long time ago maybe that's hanging on that you haven't located yet, okay? Maybe it's lurking there and it just doesn't want to get fixed because it has its own stuff, okay? So you have the unlimited emotional. I'm just kind of going kind of really sideways here looking at this, but let's just say you have an entity that came into you 3,000 years ago, okay, and it's with you. Okay, you have it now, and it has a problem with a twisted ankle. I always use normally ankles. That's kind of similar. Everybody has that once in a while, I think. So it has this problem, and its twisted ankle that it received was because it had to run really fast and hard because his wife was having a baby back then, and remember, this is an entity, and it was physical in that body, we'll say, so it has all the memory. And it twisted the ankle, and it still made it there, but it wanted to remember that birth date of that child, okay? And so now its ankle's hurting, and it can always go back to that remembrance of having that baby running 10 miles to see his wife, okay? And so now you have that entity with you that you know nothing about, don't even see it in your visions or anything. And it's there because, man, it just wants to hang on to, you know, that childbirth, remembering that little child, okay? And you're doing all these clearings, kind of scratching your head, you know, why isn't this pain leaving me? You know, I have this pain, and it could be some other issue, too, but I'm using pain. So you may want to put an entity, this is kind of weird, but do an entity clearing for... do an emotional body clearing for the entity of pain. I want to write that down. Do an emotional clearing. This is for the people who have the unlimited emotional clearing. So we're just taking that clearing and kind of reinventing it now. Do an emotional clearing for the entity that's causing you pain. And that might get it. Okay? Oh, we'll see if we get any comments as the people out there who have the unlimited emotional. So normally on that clearing, you first do the whole lifetime emotion. That cleans your slate, basically, of this lifetime. And then as you move forward in time, then that clearing was not going to work for you because it stopped when you completed the clearing. So now you want to get the emotional unlimited, which is the $50 price, to stay current with your clearing. So go into the unlimited emotional and in the specific event box there. Then you write in that you want to clean and clear the emotional entity, I think I'm saying it right, that's causing you pain. Oh, and that could work for other ones also. Maybe you have one that's dealing with maybe a mental clearing, you know, emotional mental stuff. So then go on to the unlimited mental one and get rid of that entity. So it's sort of like having the seven generational one, but this might be maybe a little quicker, possibly. I don't know, but what do you guys think of this?
I think it's a great idea. I wrote that down already. I'll try that.
Yeah, the light beings can find that specific one.
Right. Could you do a sample for us, Ron? Maybe remove one entity from a certain organ. Maybe someone's having difficulty with an organ who's listening tonight, and we could remove an entity for them.
Yeah. So just if you have maybe you have a stomach ache or something going on. So just think of that location. Oh, here we go. It could even be maybe a sore muscle. So here we go. Releasing that one entity that's up front maybe causing this problem. And it could be hundreds, but we'll just pick on the main one that flashed on. So here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Another heavy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Okay, Michelle, any other, can you think of something you'd like a sample of, or any other questions for Ron?
No, I've always wondered about the energetic places cording release. I don't have that one yet. And will it just generally go to any place that you've ever lived or been and take it out of your energetic system?
Yeah, you probably want to write down that location.
Okay.
So, you know, it could be possible that maybe, you know, you lived someplace and you really loved it as a kid, and your parents moved away, and it's, you know, just say maybe you were born in, I'll just say, like, Paris, okay? So you love Paris, your parents moved away at your age of 10, and you keep thinking about Paris all the time. Well, of course you will, because you probably have the grid lines hooked up to you from Paris. And you're trying to figure out a way how to go over there, get the money and go over there, or maybe even move. And it's only because the grid line is hooked up to you, connected to you, from your birth. So that's why you want to get rid of that energetic grid line from that area. So that's the places. And also, it can be used for, like, if you need to move someplace and you can't because you're stuck also where you are. And so, and you may have a fear of a place, you know. Maybe somebody calls you up and they go, oh, man, you know, we got this fantastic job. It's only like 50 miles from your house. And they give you the name to you and you start shaking in your boots because maybe you got killed there, you know, 300 years ago. Maybe you got hung up, you know, from a tree or something or beaten to death. And you go, man, I don't want to go there and I'm sorry, you know. So that's probably why you want to get rid of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, that happened to me one time, Ron, and I told you about it. I said on a road trip, I went through a city I used to live in, and I felt awful. And we just stopped for gas, and I didn't even feel like I wanted to get out of the car and use the restroom. And I think you said I might have had a parallel life going on there or something, and we had to clear that, but it just felt awful. And I thought, I can't believe I ever lived here. So
yep.
Any emotion, I really got what you were saying just then, any emotion that we might have about a place, unless it's where you currently are, or even if it is even where you currently are, like as you said, maybe you are not in a good place for you, then that's a good one to get.
It sounds like there's two different ones for places. There's the energetic locations or places. I can't quite remember the name. And then there's the grid line. So there's
yep.
two different ones.
Yep, so they're both very good.
Right.
Okay.
Can you do a sample of that one, Ron? I can't remember if you've ever done that before. Can you give us a release from a grid line while we're on the show?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let's do a release from the grid line. Since we, I guess the one of the major events that we've had here is maybe the Fukushima thing, okay? So, let's, to that grid line you may have got connected to, since you know about it and maybe saw a film footage of it on TV, you know, it being a very, you know, popular thing that was on the news for quite a while. So, and that may have hooked you up to that grid line. So here we go. And maybe you were actually brought there, you know, and living a life in a body, you know, without your consent and without your knowledge. And you were actually there, too. They may have put you there as a copy and paste. So here we go. Let's release that grid line from you from Fukushima. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Joe, back to you.
Thank you, Ron, and I'm sorry to say thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on the show tonight, but it's time to say goodnight already, Ron.
Yep, we're getting
so
to that
So thank
time.
You,
okay,
Michelle,
so
and we hope you'll do this again, and thank you, BBS, and we're sorry we went a little over tonight, but maybe we could have time for the mind-to-heart drop, Ron?
Yeah, we'll do that here. So we got our call thank this the weekend, everybody. This is the first weekend in March, so here we go. And mind a heart drop, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. So counting from 10 to 1 backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, and thank you, BBS.